I have got one thing to say to you and all of our listeners.
Oh, right. Okay.
Happy Pistachio Day.
Yes.
Today. Not today as we're recording this, because we recorded on Monday.
But Monday.
Today, Wednesday the 26th, you are listening on National Pistachio Day.
Pistachio Day. Have you actually searched up? What does it say about National Pistachio Day?
Yes, I have got a little bit of stuff from...
A bit of blurb, because, you know, there's always a bit of blurb when you've got a national day,
There's always a bit of blurb. Let me find the blurb that was sent to me. So it says this, it says, February 26th recognises all things pistachio and National Pistachio Day. It is the day to celebrate. Pistachio lovers rejoice as they eat their favourite nut all day long. For those who do not eat pistachios, buy some and give them to someone who does.
Well, there we go.
That is
National Pistachio Day.
What a crock of shit.
Well, there's a day for bloody everything now, isn't there? There's probably like a National Cashew Day and a National Hazelnut
Almond. I say almond.
I say almond. Some people, say almond.
Or almond.
Margie, she's an almond.
Is she?
She's almonds. Yeah. Have you got any of those almonds?
Oh.
Yeah.
That surprises me.
Although I have seen, have you seen this? I think actually someone might have sent it to us, but I can't remember. Apologies. Have you seen? Breathe. Have you seen that M&S, I mean, obviously M&S are really getting on the pistachio.
Everyone's getting on the pistachio. I saw somebody trying a pistachio Easter egg.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Lindt have bought one out as well.
That does sound good.
Lindt have bought one out. Lindt have bought out pistachio balls.
Pistachio balls, yeah. Now, you see, the thing is, I actually think I would like these pistachio things.
Ange, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
You don't doubt that, do you?
I don't mind. I'm okay with it. But just chill fuck out.
Yeah. But are you a bit sad that you can't try?
Yeah, I do really want to try the pistachio chocolate. I think I'd love it. I might just try it. I'd have to do it while Marty's not around, though, because he would lose
his
shit. Dice with death. Because he would lose
his
shit.
Live life on the edge,
If I tried to eat pistachio, he would lose his fucking shit.
Just do it in secret.
Be like, but then what if something goes really wrong?
I'll just say, well, I'm sorry, Marty.
I will phone him up and I will say, I wasn't responsible enough to care for my own sister. I'm sorry, Marty, it's not the news.
The pull of pistachios is too much.
It's not the news that we've wanted.
But she went well. She went well.
She was happy.
Yeah, she was happy. She tried the pistachio chocolate egg from M&S. She died whilst salivating. Which I think, that's
a good way to go,
isn't it? If you're going to choose a way to go.
Oh, that's the way to go.
Salivating would be one of them, wouldn't
it? Now, talking about salivating.
Salivation.
We have got a fairy bread.
So
for those of you who didn't listen last week, firstly, why the fuck not? Yeah. Get back and listen to last week's episode.
Hello? Where the hell have you been?
Secondly, we had one of our Australian counterparts get in touch with us and tell us about fairy bread, which is basically a slice of white bread with butter and sprinkles in it. So it's basically a sandwich.
I've got some live because I thought I'd do a little. Should I do a little sprinkle shake?
A little shake. Perfect. Yeah. So everybody knows we are actually doing it.
Sugar strands. These are sugar strands.
I think that's what I've got in mind, sugar strands.
Now, before we go any further, we had a message in from Tara.
Okay.
Now, Tara says, hello, me again. So I've just been listening to the latest pod.
Right.
I heard the fairy bread from Australia.
Yeah.
I am from Scotland, but live in the Netherlands. And I think that came from here originally.
Oh, what, the Netherlands?
Yes. So the Australians are trying to steal from the Netherlands.
Right.
From the Netherlands. Now, the Netherlands call it, which is what really kind of drew me to her message, because the Netherlands, the Dutch call it hagelslag.
Hagelslag.
Hagelslag. Slag. That's actually slag.
Hagelslag.
If you were going to say it as a Brit, you'd say, you'd probably say hagelslag or hagelslag.
Let's get in the slag.
Yeah. So a brief history of Dutch sprinkles. There's no doubt about it. Hagelslag is a traditional Dutch food.
Oh.
It is impossible to go to a Dutch supermarket without spotting little boxes filled with sprinkles on the shelves.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are both engrossed in this. Yes. I am stunned.
Well, that's what I thought. When Tara got in touch, I thought...
Tara got in touch.
Tara's got in touch here. I actually think I replied to Tara saying... What did I say back to Tara? Oh, what's going on here, mate? Do you know what? I hate this new photo thing on your iPhone.
Oh, you can. I'll show you how to change it after the app.
Oh, it's
You can change it. You can change it back.
Well, my response to Tara was, oh, this is big news.
This is big news.
And actually, it is big
this
news.
This is it's big not news big, that is big.
It's not big news. This is big news that is big news.
This is massive news.
Hagelslag.
Right, are we going to try it then?
So let's try the Hagelslag.
Put your sprinkles, because I think I'm going to like this.
You will like it. I think I'm going to think it's absolutely disgusting.
I think I'm going to like the sweet with the salty butter and the bread. I actually think this could be a game changer.
How heavy have you gone on your sprinkles?
Oh, quite heavy. Quite heavy.
Oh, okay. I might heavy mine up a bit more then.
Yeah.
Okay. I've chucked a few more on there.
Chuck a few more on, Angie. Don't scrimp it. Right.
And then have you squished it? I am squishing
it now as we speak. Yeah.
So it's like sort of quite sort of
thin.
But it actually is quite pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty. I look quite pretty.
I look quite pretty.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
Mmm. Oh, yeah. That is really good.
It's actually quite good.
Oh, my God. That is sensational.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. I didn't think I was going to like that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's actually really hard slug.
Holy shit. Mm. It's like a cake, but...
savoury.
No, because there is the kick of sweet.
There is the kick of... you've got a kick back of the sweet.
Mm. Oh my God, I'm obsessed with that.
That is actually really nice. I've become a slag for Hagelslag.
Now, I've got a story I want to tell you this week.
Right, please do share Pat Sheen's.
So this guy called Matt messaged me on Instagram. We've had a few messages back and forth. He listened to the pod and he sent me a message saying, I love this week's episode. It was really fun. And I don't know about you, but I always really like it when guys, I don't know, there's something about...
You just don't...
when they listen.
Yeah, you don't expect men to listen, do you?
I know. It's like, it feels a bit weird.
Yeah.
And I was struck saying, oh, that's cool. He said, you know, like, I love the mix of like serious and funny and stuff. And then he said, so this is messages to me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know who Matt is. I've never had any conversations with Matt.
Well, he has messaged you and you never messaged him back, but that's by the by.
Oh. Sorry about that, Matt.
So... he said to me, oh, yeah, honestly, I really loved it when you talked about your birthday coming up this year and you wanting to go on a pilgrimage. And I messaged back and said, no, that was Ange. And he was like, oh, right. Okay, yeah. Well, and then he said, I thought it was so funny when you did your massive rant about the Kardashians. And I'm like, fucking hell, mate. So I said, no, Matt, that was also Ange, right? Final fucking nail in the coffin. Matt says, oh, but that she's Patty, isn't she? No, Matt, I'm Patty. So I said, clearly you wish you were talking to my sister. And that's when he replied, I messaged her, she never messaged me back.
I don't know. When did he message?
I didn't get into that with him.
Well, apologies, Matt. I don't know what's happened there.
But it got me thinking, this is an excellent bit of content. Is it Ruth or is it Ange?
Yeah. Or, I mean, really, I think we should stick with you being Patty.
And you being Angie.
Yes. Yeah, is it Patty or is it Angie?
Is it Angie?
Yeah.
And so what I thought we could do is we could set up some polls. I'm going to listen to back to some episodes, set up some polls. Who spoke about this and people click. Then I thought this week on stories, we could cover the camera and one of us could speak on a topic and ask, do a poll that says, is this Ruth or is this Angie? And we need to try and find the listener that knows us the best.
Yes, Pats.
So I think there's a lot of nice things we could do with this. So look, Matt, what started off as you insulting me by talking about all the excellent content that Angie has brought to the podcast rather than anything that I've bought has turned into a great segment. So every cloud and all that. We are having tech issues.
We are having a nightmare, gang. To be honest with you, you've got to be really, really fortunate this week that you got an episode.
Yeah, because my laptop's being a fucking prick.
So far, this is our third recording to get one episode to you because Patty's laptop is being an absolute crock of shit.
Piece of fucking shit.
Just die. It's just that it comes on, it's fine. We'll do a bit. Oh no, we're dead. Black screen, start again.
I think this is dead. I mean, it's pretty old now, this MacBook. But I'm not going to be able to afford a MacBook. I'm going to have to go Microsoft.
Although I've got a Microsoft now.
I know,
I really
you like
it,
don't you? Okay, well, sure, yeah.
You know, swings and roundabouts. Anywho,
we better quick on.
We better quick on or else you'll have an episode this week that is just 10 minutes long.
Quick on, what a prick.
Quick on. Right, okay. So we have had a tits in from a listener. Now, let me just find it. Sorry.
I am drinking Diet Coke, so I could possibly be a bit gassy.
Right, yes, okay. Yeah, a bit fizzy pop.
A bit fizzy pop gas.
Okay, so we had a tits in from Danny Mason 85. Now, I think Danny Mason 85, she's actually been...
Do we definitely know it's a she?
Yes.
Oh, it is a she.
Danny, as in D-A-N-I.
Oh, I think Danny's messaged quite a lot, actually.
That's what I was going to say. Danny is...
Yeah, getting
she's
up there.
Really catching up with Snedders and Queen Levine.
Levine.
Yeah.
Queen Levine.
So, welcome to the top set, Danny Mason 85.
Yeah.
So she says, tits, bra shopping,
tits.
The choices, right?
Tits.
You've got push-up, you've got balconette, you've got plunge, you've got demi, you've got t-shirt, you've got bra, you've got straps, you've got bandeau.
Bandeau! What is a bandeau bra?
A bandeau is just literally a
band.
Literally a band. That just,
oh, who's
you know,
wearing those? It's just... Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, you probably get a Skims bandeau.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. How do you feel about the Skims nipple bra?
What is the point?
Well, it looks like you've got erect nipples.
I have permanently erect nipples all the time anyway, and
yeah,
I have
you
to
can't
hide them.
See them. Yeah, but no. I don't think you should hide them. I think it's becoming a thing now.
No, it's not.
And let your breast nipples be free.
Let your breast nipples be free.
What is wrong? I can't speak tonight. What is wrong with me?
Free the nip.
Yeah. I quite like the Skims nipple bra.
No.
I think it's quite sexy lady.
No, I don't want everyone seeing my nips out. But she's, you know, bras are in the same category as jeans and actually pants. Knickers.
And hot cross buns.
And mint pistachios.
And mint and pies. Well, no, because you can only get one version of pistachio, can't you? Oh, no, but you mean it's...
No,
but it's
in
going into... Right,
of,
yes, yeah. I hear what you're saying, yeah. Angela. Jumped on you too quick there, my darling.
You jumped on me too quick.
Yeah, I mean, do you remember when we went bra shopping?
Yes.
And we spent ages holding up each bra.
Yes.
What about this one? What about that? Oh, no, I don't like that one. I've got to have underwiring. I don't like too full a cup, but I don't like too little a cup.
It is a minefield.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you just go in and I just get overwhelmed.
Do you think you'll ever...
Windy Pops, gaseous clay there.
Do you think you will ever do a Charlie Dimmock and just let them be free?
No.
Really? If you get to like 80?
No. Oh, God, no. 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 I mean, I love it of an evening when that bra comes off and bang, they're out. Mate, you know, just
bang, they're out.
Free. Nips are free, breasts are free, everything's free. I love that.
Joel, this must be the highlight of your week now. Your mum and your auntie. I mean, your mum talking about freeing the nips.
The thing is,
the nipples being free.
Joel's quite you.
Oh yeah, you just talk like this around the house. Yeah,
exactly.
It's You're basically really... like, I'm going upstairs to take my bra off to free the breasts. Swing it around my head.
It is a joyous moment,
yeah,
isn't it?
Do you know what I don't like though? When you lie down and your boobs just
slouch
to the side.
Just, yeah, fall away. Fall away. Well, that's, you know, I shared a couple of pictures of me on the gram last week.
One
of me actually had no bra on and the breasts were just
pert.
Fine.
Now, your pose in the caravan picture, yeah. I think we should reshare it on Finding the Funny on Wednesday or Thursday.
Wednesday, yeah.
Because your pose in the, you were model vibes.
Yeah, it was really, sort of.
You were really, like... styling it out.
I was styling it out in the lilac greens and the swipey vest top.
No, it was a crop top, wasn't it?
Crop top, yeah.
Yeah, you were showing flesh.
But I did have a bra on in that one, whereas the other one...
Your breasts were
free. In fact, Lucy Loves Rich, she actually messaged me and she went, oh, I can see a bit of nip there, Angie. Yes, she can. And that's not a Skims bra. That's fully flesh of Angie. That is.
Hilarious. Well, yeah, I'm with you, Danny. That is a tit. What's a bardot?
Oh, that's one that's like, it kind of, the cup sort of cuts across the breast. I'm really... gives you
up.
Lots of
I might get a couple of those.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need any help with.
I do. I don't have particularly big breasts.
No, that's like my Nels. She's not really big of the breasts, so she quite often will go for a, you know,
push up
or a balconette or a you know, something to really give her some breast. I don't need that.
Fuck you.
So that was a great tits, Danny, and I'm totally with you.
Very good tits.
Ridiculous. Just relax. Everything just needs to relax.
Relax.
I think that's what I'm feeling at the moment.
Everyone needs to relax.
Everything's heightened.
Do you know the thing is, though, like somebody says, oh, this pistachio chocolate is really nice. And then before you know it, every fucker is just doing pistachio shit.
Doing pistachio.
Do you know what I mean?
Drug.
Yeah. Just doing pistachio
shit. Go out and do some pistachios.
Yeah.
Me and my dealer down the road, he's got some fresh pistachios for me.
You got any stashes? Yeah, mate, you got any stashes in there?
I'm going to crush them up, going to pop them in some bread, make my own sort of fairy style bread pistachios. Hoggle slog. I'm going to hoggle slog the shit out of those pistachios.
Pistachios.
I'm going to start hoggle slagging everything now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm just going to hog and slug it.
I'm so pleased that I found that word, that we found that word. That Tara, was it Tara?
Tara, yeah.
Tara sent us the hoggle slog.
Hoggle slog.
Yeah.
That is a great word.
It is a great word.
I tell you what though, pistachios, we're going a little bit off track now, and I'm sure this will be edited out because I feel like it's getting quite boring. But pistachios are a ball ache to eat, aren't they?
They are.
Fucking hell. It's a lot for a...
Fucking hell.
lovely old lady down the pub then.
I basically went into Catherine Tate now.
Fucking pistachios, fucking awful to me. Fucking hell.
But for that tiny little green nut, it is a lot of effort.
Ag. It's a lot of ag.
Ag. it is,
yeah. Which is why, I suppose, you know, M&S doing all the work for you, chucking them in a chocolate egg, chucking them in a jar, chucking them in some pancakes or in a fruit bar.
Or chucking them in a bar, or chucking them in a fruit egg, or chucking them in a jar. That is hilarious.
Oh, I think I'm actually a bit on fire today.
You are on fire.
Now, just before we move on to our next segment, we did get a request for a shout out from Sarah Morley. She's actually one of my friends, but she has actually been in touch a lot on different things for the podcast.
She has.
And she sent a message saying, all right, ladies, please can you do a shout out to another listener here in Perth, Western Australia.
That's right.
So that's with Sarah, my friend Sarah, who is from originally around these parts, is now in Australia.
Yeah, what's going on with your accent? You've really fucking lost it. Let's hope M&S don't come in for an Aussie because you're fucking screwed.
I don't think I am, mate. Just a couple of words I've got to get right. A
couple of words.
So she says her husband Paul works away up north into mines and got chatting to a young lass from Wales who is new to his company. Her name is Stephanie Davies or Davies.
She's probably Davies.
I say Davies if she's Welsh.
Oh yeah, it's probably more Davis. Like Davies. Yeah, it's Davies.
Anyway, he asked if she watched Gavin and Stacey and she said she loved it and said about finding the funny and that she loves you too and that you both have the best laughs.
Yes!
Well, I just wanted to shout out Stephanie Davies or Davies. Apologies if we've got that wrong.
That is brilliant.
That's so chuffed that you listen down under.
Keep spreading the love.
Keep spreading the love.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Right. Okay. So let me see what we get next on our agenda for today. Pity. Okay. We had a Justin in.
Okay. For those of you that are new around here, Justin is things that shouldn't be embarrassing that are to Bieber.
Tits Bieber. Now, this one came in from the Queen, Levine. Yeah. I feel like Queen Levine's been a bit absent of recent times, but it's okay. Well, she's still top of the class. She's still in the top set.
I mean, she's been a guest.
She has, yeah.
Her content has been so on fire. Yeah. She has been an actual real-life guest.
Yeah, she has. Yeah. Well, Levine has come through with a cracking Justin.
Okay.
She says, climbing out of the back seat of a two-door car.
Absolutely mortifying. Now, I've got a story on this.
I love it when you say no.
I didn't know this is what you were going to bring. But as
no, you didn't know that
climbing
was the...
up, I was thinking, shit, I've got to tell the story.
This is another classic car story from Patty.
Right. So Catherine Andrews,
yes,
who was my best friend at school.
Yes.
Her mum sometimes used to give us... actually, I'm gonna backtrack a little bit because if we go back to the bra story, I'd go and knock for Catherine before we walked to school.
Yes.
And sometimes she would open the door and go, "Cords, you forgot to put a bra on." I'd have to go here, walk back home.
Would you be freeing the nip then? Is that how she could tell?
Yeah, and I'm in a white school shirt, so she'd just be like, "Cords, you forgot to put a bra on."
Full on areolas out. Patty's going to school with her areolas out.
The amount of times Catherine would be like, open the door, "Cords, you forgot to put a bra on." Oh, yeah. I'd go back, mate, if I were you, okay? I'd walk back round. We only lived literally round the corner from each other, right? So I'd just walk back round. Anyway, this one particular day, Catherine's mum, Pat, gives us a lift, which she would do quite a lot if it was raining.
Yes.
I'm in the back seat. Catherine gets out, lifts the seat up for me to get out. I get my foot caught round the seat belt. This is right outside the school gates, everybody coming in time. I get my literally face, I don't even take a step. I just fall out of the car. And Catherine, who just takes the piss out of everyone, Catherine is a real Mickey taker.
Yeah.
Just goes, God, cords, get up.
This is highly embarrassing.
I'm trying, she's like, get your foot out of that. Get up now. And then she says, because Catherine knows me so well, Catherine goes, and don't fucking cry.
Catherine definitely had the measure of you.
The amount of time she'd come up to me in school and she'd just go, Cords, don't cry.
Stop crying.
No, she could see it coming before. She'd just be like, Cords, hold it together, don't cry.
Can you imagine Margs trying to get out of her?
Oh my God. Well, I met Mum and Dad. Mal and Margs have just got back from St. Lucia.
Yeah.
And I met them yesterday for breakfast with Auntie Marilyn.
Yes.
And their taxi driver, who they basically found a taxi driver that they just used the whole time they were there. Ludwin, his name was.
Ludwin?
Yeah, Dad got his number and was like, right, Ludwin, if we need any transportation, we're just going to phone you, right? So Ludwin became literally their driver.
Their personal driver for the 10 days
they'd meet
there.
They'd meet him outside their little complex. He'd just pick them up whenever they wanted, take them wherever they wanted.
Can you imagine Mal with Ludwin?
Oh, he'd have been all over.
He'd have been all over that shit.
Anyway, he said to Ludwin, look, we'd like to do a boat tour.
Mm-hmm.
This taxi driver said, look, Mal, leave it with me.
Mal.
I'll sort you out. Yeah. Right? They turn up to this boat tour. It's a speedboat.
Oh, Mal told me about this.
So Margs and Mazza, who are identical twins. If you've seen our mum, she's a weeble of a woman. And Mazza is exactly the same.
You got two Weebles and Mal.
Trying to get on a speedboat.
No.
Now, for anybody that doesn't know, our mum, when we did Soaring Around the World at Epcot, she didn't like the motion of it and she threw up in the middle of Epcot, right? So now mum's on a speedboat.
Oh no, was she
going? No, but she's just going. Dad just said the whole time, she's going, I don't like it. I don't like it. Anyway, they do this boat tour, and all Dad kept saying at breakfast was, it was nice to see the island though. Marilyn and Mum were just like,
No, well, it wasn't Mal.
It was all right.
It was traumatic, Mal.
Anyway, they get off. Soon as they get off, so they're supposed to get off for a bit, have a walk around this bay, and then get back on. As soon as they get off, Marilyn, she's literally off the boat. I'm never getting back on that again.
No.
So they had to pay like $300 to get back because Marilyn was like, I am not getting on that again. Classic St. Lucia skit scenes. Yeah.
That is mental.
That is hilarious though, isn't it?
That is hilarious though. Yeah. Classic.
Apparently when they were getting off, Matthew was just opening the cab of Diet Coke.
Oh.
When they were getting off, the guy was pushing Mum's backside.
To get her off.
To get her off.
Yeah. Well, that's what it would be like. Anything like that with Mum.
Hilarious.
Getting in and out of, I mean, generally cars she struggles with. But if you're asking Mark to get in the back seat of a
two door.
Yes. Forget it. right, so yeah, cracking one from Levine.
Great
the whole backseat thing is not a vibe. It's not what anyone wants to be doing. No. We also had a dickish behaviour in from a listener. It's actually in from Nick Bannon. Dickish behaviour. People who have tissue boxes on the parcel shelf of their car.
Dicks.
9 out of 10 times there's 2 people in the car.
Yep.
Even Stretch Armstrong ain't reaching them.
Anyone who's got boxes of tissues in their car, full stop.
Yeah.
Dicks.
But especially on the
on the back seat. Shelf. Yeah, on the parcel shelf.
What is that? You're in the front. You have a major nosebleed. Let's just say you have a nosebleed.
done for.
You're done for. Blood's going everywhere.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do with your tissues?
I'm just going to be sat there cursing those fucking tissues. Oh, Sam, you can see them in your rearview mirror, bloods. But, oh, yeah, look at you sat there, bloody larger than life. 30 bloody big bollocks. Can't reach you, you bastards. I mean, the tissues would be mocking you, wouldn't they?
They would, yeah.
They would be
very much.
Yeah,
so.
Fuck you. Look at your car covered in blood.
why do people...
To be honest, though, I'm going to backtrack a little bit there, actually, because I'm going to say, if I was having a nosebleed while driving, getting the tissues wouldn't be my first worry. It would be the fact that I'm having a nosebleed whilst driving.
Yeah, I know, but...
You're going to pull over.
Even if it's not a nosebleed, like, say you've just got a really, I don't know, you just suddenly got a really bad nose.
Or perhaps you do one of those massive sneezes that lands all over everywhere. The steering wheel. They are disgusting, aren't they? Literally everywhere. And you're like, oh, shit.
I don't know if I've ever shared this with you. I probably have done.
Well, probably not, because you kept that sweet story on the plane. You gay kept that for years, and that's one of the funniest stories we've ever done. So you probably haven't shared this, no.
This is going back to secondary school, right?
Brilliant. I love this.
I was in Mr. Thomas's class.
Yeah, maths. I remember Mr. Thomas.
Yeah.
Thomas. What is wrong with me? I can't believe I had the audacity 5 minutes ago to say I'd be a good voiceover person. What a fucking prick.
You've really struggled today.
I have. I've said quick on earlier. Let's get a quick on.
You're having a massive stroke.
Yeah,
so I was in Mr. Thomas's class. I reckon I was maybe like, I don't know, year 8, 9, something like that.
Okay, yeah.
And I'd gone up to speak to him about something with my maths, right? He was sat at his desk. I went up to the front, stood next to him, talking about something. And then just this sneeze came out of nowhere. Oh. You know, like sometimes sneezes catch you on the desk.
Did you phlegm all over his desk?
Yes, literally a massive sneeze. I had no time to get my hand, bang, splat, on his desk.
Did anyone else in the class see?
I can't remember.
Tomo say?
I can't really remember. I think I've probably blanked that out.
I mean, that is quite mortifying.
Yeah. Just literal, like, actual, I think it was from my nose and my mouth. To his desk.
I mean, and he
did have tissues
over the other side of the room that you can reach. He had a massive box of tissues laughing in your face. Well, that was a very funny episode. I feel like we've both bought the funny.
I think we
Oh, actually, just quickly before we sign off,
yeah.
I got a message from a woman. Hang on. No, I'm just going to have to tell you because it was, but I can't remember the woman's name. But basically, this woman messaged us and she said, got in the car on Thursday morning with my autistic son. And he looked at me and said, oh, God, Mum, haven't these girls found the funny yet? Which I thought was just absolutely hilarious.
I mean, a very valid question.
Great question. We go 5 years, still not found the funny.
No, still trying to find it.
I just thought that was hilarious. So
that is very funny.
We'll end on that note. Thank you so much for listening, as always. If you want to get in touch with us, you can find both Ange and I on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ruth and Ange, I was going to talk about myself in the third person. But Ange and I will be back next week trying to find more of the funny.